Now in chapter 12 here, we have them going from Sinai to Kadesh Barnea. And you have the murmuring here of Miriam and Aaron. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he'd married an Ethiopian woman. Now, I don't think this was the daughter of the priest of Midian. That was a Midianite. This is another woman that he had taken, apparently. Moses' home life is never covered in the Bible. I can't believe it could have been very happy, but we know so little about it. This is the occasion that Miriam and Aaron use to find fault with Moses, and they're jealous, you notice. And they said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. This is Big Sister. You remember Miriam? Miriam could say, "Who does this boy Moses think that he is?" Well, I can remember when he was a little bitty baby in a ark, and I watched over him. If I hadn't watched over him, where'd he be today? And this is Big Sister talking. And Aaron is the high priest. He's the big brother, too. Now, the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Moses and our Lord were meek. We've already, I think, had two or three occasions where it didn't look like meekness. But remember, meekness is not weakness. Meekness is being obedient to God, doing His will. And the Lord spake suddenly unto Moses, unto Aaron, unto Miriam, "Come out, ye three, unto the tabernacle and the congregation." And they three came out. It's a family affair, you see. And the Lord came down in the pillar of the cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they came forth. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision. I'll speak unto him in a dream." God says, "I choose the prophets. I'm the one." But he says, "My servant Moses is not so." What he's really saying here in the literal is, "My servant Moses is greater. He's faithful in all mine house. And with him," God deals with him differently, "will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently not in dark speeches." You see, God dealt with Moses directly, friends, in a way that he did not deal with anyone else that I can find in the Old Testament. God appeared in dreams to Abraham. God appeared in dreams to Joseph. But God dealt with Moses face to face. God says, "I'll choose the prophets, but Moses is different than all the others." And later on, we're going to say, one like unto Moses, a prophet like unto Moses, God will raise up. And that, of course, was the Lord Jesus.